We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. We are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bey. It says in the Mishnah, Dina Nefashos Donim Bayoyim VeGoyimrim Bayoyim. You cannot, even though by Dina Mamonis you could finish the din at night, by Dina Nefashos everything has to be done by day. How do we know? Not immediately. What's the makar for this? Amar Rav Shimi Barachi Amakra. The pasuk says this pasuk is by when the Yidden were over the Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'ar and Moshe. We needed a kapara for Klal Yisrael. So Hashem told Moshe, "Kach korot ve'yemar Hashem Moshe, kach es kol rosh ha'am v'hoika oisam la'Hashem neged Hashemesh v'yoshev charein af Hashem v'Yisrael." And we'll see what kach es kol rosh ha'am means. It means to make a bezdin and then hang v'hoika oisam la'Hashem neged Hashemesh and hang those who did avodah zarah neged Hashemesh v'yoshev charein af Hashem v'Yisrael. And we know that v'hoika means that they did, they hung them, and they gave them misa, and it says neged Hashemesh, dafka neged the sun when it's by day, and the way the Rishash learns the drasha is since the beginning of that pasuk says kachas kol rosh ha'am, and kachas kol rosh ha'am means to get a bez. Since you see, and it's also going neged Hashemesh, that everything has to be done neged Hashemesh by day. The other Rishonim, the Rishonim will learn a different shot. They say since we learn out from here that the misa, the oinish, has to be done by day, so akarchok, the gemar din, also has to be done by day, and that's the limud. Amar Rav Chista, v'nayin lo yikav shi tliya. How do you know the word v'hoika means tliya? Means to get hung. The chesiv says in the pasuk, v'hoikanum l'Hashem v'giv ha'shol b'chir Hashem. And this is talking about where the gevoinim said they wanted, they were gerim, and the Klal Yisrael was not good to them, so they wanted revenge. It says in the pasuk, "Yutan lonu shiva anashim ibanav, give me seven of Shaul's children." Vaykhanu Hashem, give Shaul, b'chir Hashem, v'yom melech ani atein. And the melech said, "I give you." And two of these children were Ritzbah, who is the Pelegesh of Shaul, who was her children. And it says in the pasuk, "V'ksiv v'tikach." Ritzbah bas aya es hasak, vatateyu al Hashem, on top of Lamahem Aleph, vatikach Ritzbah bas aya es hasak, vatateyu lo el atzur, mitchilas kotzir adnitach hamayim alayim in Hashemayim, lo yinos no oif Hashemayim, lo nuach alayim, yoyim in Vizchayas al Laila. It says in the passage, Ritzbah, her two sons were hanging out in the open, and therefore she wanted to make sure that the birds don't prey on their bodies, so she took a sack. She took a sack and she put it on the floor, on the rack, and she sat there from Tchilas HaKotzer, from the Pesach time, until it started raining, until after Sukkot, she sat there to make sure, L'inosna oif HaShemayim L'nuach Aleim. Now, since it's mash from the pasuk that the Gufim were exposed to the elements, must be, it was Taliyah, it was being, they were hung. And that's the Raya, the Vayikhanu L'Hashem, V'giv HaShol, means that it was hung, and therefore, V'hoikal HaShem also means hung. Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Vayim Hashem Moshe kachas kol rosh ha'am," and it says, "Vahoika isam Hashem." And the shaila is, why would you take the rosh ha'am, the tzaddikei hadar, and hang them Hashem? What's going on there? And va'am chatu rosh ha'am chatu. I'm Rabbi Rav. I'm like Gosh Baruch Moshe. Cholak lam bate dinim. Make separate bate dinim, which means kachas kol rosh ha'am. Take all the rosh ha'am. Make a bunch of bate dinim to paskin on the misa of the ones who are oivav edazara. So now, why did they do that? My time. What's the reason they made a bunch of bat dinim? Use one bezdin and finish. If the reason is because the halacha is that a bezdin cannot dan two capital punishment cases in one day. So that's only Mara says. That's only two different misas because the two different averis and two different misas were not done with one to another. And you need a tzilua eda. You have to try to find the schus. You can't find the schus on two different cases in one day. It's too much for you. And therefore, Bezin should not prosecute two cases in one day. But here, it's all the same thing. It's all Avodah Zarah. All Avodah Zarah about all the same story. So why can't one Bezin prosecute all the cases? So why do they make a bunch of batidim? Ella, this Yoshev Chorin Af Yisrael. The reason is, like Rashi says, that the reason is, because you wanted everyone to be involved. The Rashi and Mukha Kra, the Yosher Kharan Af, says the Apostle could do this, and therefore you'll take away the anger of Hashem, because Baruch Hu Raya Shekulam Asukim Medava Mekanim Lichvoidai. See, when everyone is Oisik, and they are Mekanim Lichvoidai, and they have Kanoyis Lichvoidai, everyone's involved, that'll be Yosher the Kharan Af. That's the way Rashi learns. That's the reason why you need a bunch of Adinim to see everyone's involved. Other Rishonim learn, Shan the Gemara is, that we want to prosecute it quicker. If you have one Bezdin, how many cases can you do already? It's take a few days. Here they wanted to prosecute all the cases very quickly in order that to be Yosher Chorin Af, Yosher Chorin Af Hashem. So Akaponim, this is the Raya that we need it by, it has to be done by day, because it says that and it says you have to sleep on it. If you paskin by din nefashis that the guy is chayiv misa, you cannot do the gemara din that day. You have to wait another day to do the gemara din. You have to sleep on it. You have to go wait the next day. Where's the makar for that? Not immediately. Omar avchanina, the omakra. The pasuk says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, eicha hoysa lezoyna kiryon emana. Like what happened to the kiryon emana to Yerushalayim? Melesi mishpat. It used to be full of mishpat. Tzedek yalimba. It used to be that Tzedek Yolomba, when there's a din, you waited overnight. And now you kill right away. So you see that the correct way of doing din is to wait overnight. The Tzedek Yolomba, that's the makar that you have to do halonas hadin when it comes to Mises Bezdin. On this pasuk, the pasuk says, Limdu, it's pasuk in Yeshaya, also Limdu, hate of Dershu Mishpat, Ashru Chamoitz. So Ashru Chamoitz Vidarshu to mean Ashru Dayan, praiseworthy is the Dayan Shemechametz as Dinoi. That his Mechametz as Dinoi means he waits and turns it into Chametz. He waits on his Din. He waits a little bit. That's the correct way to be a Dayan. So one's from the pasuk of Tzedek Yom, the other pasuk is Ashru Chamoitz. The Ida was the man the Yom holds Tzedek Yom, but always with the pasuk Ashru Chamoitz. The Ida Ashru Chamoitz was Darshan. The Darshan is Veloi Chametz, which means that when you have a story where a Teveya is, Reuven goes to Shimon says, you owe me money. So Shimon says, wait a minute, I gave you a mashkin, you ruined the mashkin. So the halacha is, you first deal with the Teveya, which means, first Reuven tells you, you owe me money. Let's be passing that then first. We prosecute that case first. Once we ascertain what happened over here, then we'll handle the mashkin. How do we know that? From this pasuk, Ashru Chamoitz means, you machzik the nigzal, the one who got stolen from. Here, Shimon took from Reuven his money. And then you handle the Geizel, then you handle Shimon. That's the drasha. Ashru Chamoitz v'loi Chaimetz, not the one who's the one who stole. V'idach, the man never learns from Ashru Chamoitz, the din of Halonas Adin. What do you do with the Pasuk, Melesi Mishpat? Hi, Melesi Mishpat, my Abedlei. K'drav lozom r'yitzchak, d'rav lozom r'yitzchak, kol tainis shamalinim boyes at tzedakah. The minig was that on the night after a tainis, they gave out tzedakah. And the Aniyim were waiting for this. They were hungry and they were waiting for this tzedakah that they gave out, Balele Tainis. And if someone, if a town, they push off this tzedakah, that's Kiilu Shafach Dam, called Tainis Malinu Ba'i Tzedakah, Kiilu Shafach Dam. Shanam, the Pasuk says, Malaysi Mishpat Tzedek Yolomba, Vatam Ratzchim. We dash in Tzedek Yolomba, if you wait the tzedakah, Atam Ratzchim, now you're killing them. Now, the one who qualifies this halacha, v'hanim mili v'rift v'tamrin, it's only if that minig is to give out at night the bread and dates. These things are ready to eat immediately. Av bezuzi, if you're giving out money, chit v'sar, you can wait till tomorrow because there's nothing you can do at night with the money. Anyway, no stores open, you're not going to start grinding chit v'sar at night, and therefore it's not a problem to wait the next morning when it comes to chit v'sar. But kapanim, that's what they do with this pasuk. Tzedek Yolomba means that you should not wait for tzedakah. Then it says in the Mishnah, therefore the fikach ain't donim. So therefore you don't paskin dinin nefashos in Erev Shabbos. Why not? Because you have to finish it on Shabbos. And what's wrong with that? Let's see the Gemara. My timer, Jumloy Efsher. If you prosecute dinin nefashos on Friday, you're going to have a problem. Hechi level, what you do? Well, dinamal Shabbos, start the din on Erev Shabbos, ligam rev, dinamal Shabbos, and finish and do the Gemara din on Erev Shabbos. Maybe you're going to have to pass in L'chayva. You have to wait overnight. And you have to wait till tomorrow. Okay, so then start on Erev Shabbos and finish on Shabbos. But look at the Leva Shabbos and kill on Shabbos. And like we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, Taisha speaks out over here, that the etzem doing a din on Shabbos, even though the Mishnah Masechtas Beya says, ain donim, they're not allowed to do din on Shabbos and Yontif because of a shus, that halacha is only by din imamunis. Because you might write it down. But din and fashas, al the din itself, there's no issadu on Shabbos. So what's the problem? You can't do Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos, like we'll learn in the Gemara. So just do the Gemara on Shabbos, then what's the Shabbos? Right away, do the Misa. Neged HaShemesh binon. It said in the Pasuk that it has to be done by day. It has to be done by day. So why don't you finish the dinner on Shabbos, and then give Misa on Sunday, and by day. The problem is, there's a loch of inu hadin. If someone is chayiv Misa, you're not allowed to make him wait. So therefore, we can't do that on Sunday. What about in the dining of Shabbos? So why don't you do the dinner on Erev Shabbos, and then finish it on Sunday? Very simple thing. Now this way, you'll finish on Sunday, you'll do the Mises Bezin on Sunday also, and everything will be good. So tomorrow, Minshu Tamayu. If they wait between a Friday and a Sunday, they're going to forget their reasoning. Just in case they're thinking about a schus, they might forget about it. They might forget exactly their train of thought. We learned that two Diyanim stand in front of the Diyanim and they write, they write down all the minutes of the discussions. Even if you write down what they said, but when someone says something, there could be five chesvanis in his head behind that saying, and that you're not writing, and that you might forget by Sunday. Liba de inchi inchi, the heart of the person could be forgotten, which means the person's train of thought could be forgotten. Hilkach lo efshe, you don't wait an extra day, and therefore you don't start dinei nefashos on Friday because you're not going to be able to finish the din on Shabbos because you can't give a tzicha then. And you can't wait until the Mrs. Bezdin, and you can't wait till Sunday. All these reasons, if we cannot start a Din Torah on Friday.